In this problem, we want to show that the energy of a simple harmonic oscillator in the N equal 1 state is 3 h bar omega over 2 by directly substituting the wave function psi 1 equal ax e to the minus alpha x squared over 2 directly into the Schrodinger equation. Now, I wanted to do this problem so we could get some experience in dealing with wave functions and taking derivatives and so forth. Okay, so we're given in this case that psi 1 is equal to ax e to the minus alpha x squared over 2, and this is for the n equal 1 state of the simple harmonic oscillator. The potential energy is v equal kappa x squared over 2. We're not using k just because we use k for something else. So this is just the potential energy of a spring, remember, which is a simple harmonic oscillator. In deriving this equation, we derived a term, or assigned a term for alpha. Alpha squared is equal to m kappa over h bar squared, and beta is equal to 2me over h bar squared. That just helps us not have to write down so many mathematical terms. Okay, so the Schrodinger equation for this case is d, the second derivative of psi with respect to x, and we showed in the text that this is equal to alpha squared x squared minus beta times psi. So what we want to do to solve this problem is to take the second derivative of that wave function, put it in here, and solve for the energy E. And see, we have the energy E in the term beta. So let's do that. So let's just blindly start taking the derivatives. So d psi 1 dx, and we're taking the derivative of this term up here. Well, notice this has a function of x times a function of x. And we know we have to take the derivative of this term, multiply it times that, and take the derivative of that term and multiply it times that. So we take the derivative of ax, we just get a. So we have a times e to the minus alpha x squared over 2. And then we're going to have an ax, the first term, times the derivative of this exponential term. Well, when you take the derivative of the exponentials, you get e to the minus alpha x squared over 2 times the derivative of the exponent, which is going to be minus 2 alpha x over 2, or minus alpha x. So I left off the sign here because I knew I was going to end up having a minus there. So this is going to be a minus alpha times x. So let's put an x squared on there. That's the first derivative. Now let's take the second derivative, d psi 1. Okay, now we take the derivative of this. Well, now we only have one term with the x in it, so it's a lot simpler. And just like before, we're going to have a e to the minus alpha x squared over 2 times derivative of the exponent respect to x, and that's going to be minus 2 alpha x over 2, or minus alpha x. So all we have is a minus alpha x in here. Now we have a function times a function, so let's take the derivative of this term, which is going to be minus 2 alpha a x times this exponential. Now we want to have the alpha a x squared times derivative of the exponential term. We know that's going to be the exponential term, alpha x squared over 2, times the derivative of the exponent, which is going to be minus alpha x. So we're going to have a minus. The alpha is going to go to an a squared, and we're going to get another x. Let me just put it in there. So now we have the second derivative. So let's put this back in this equation and see what we come up with. Well, first of all, let's write this, see what we can bring outside of it. I think we can bring outside, let's bring outside the a times x e to the minus alpha x squared over 2. Okay, we bring that out, then all we have left here is minus alpha, and all we have here is minus 2 alpha, so we have a minus 3 alpha. And when we bring out the ax there, we're going to end up, let's see, when I took the derivative here though, I had a minus there, and then I took a derivative here. I think I should have a minus 2 alpha x times the minus. This should be a plus, this term. Okay, so now when I take the ax outside, I'm going to be left with a plus alpha squared times x squared. Okay, you need to be checking me on this because it's really easy to make mistakes. This then is just equal to psi 1 times minus 3 alpha plus alpha squared x squared. Okay, now we're going to put this back into that equation. Okay, so we can just write it as psi 1 times minus 3 alpha plus alpha squared x squared equal this term alpha squared x squared minus beta times, again, psi 1. The psi's are going to cancel out. We have an alpha squared x squared in each term there and there, so it looks like beta has to equal to minus 3 alpha. So beta is equal to 3 alpha. That's the relationship we have with our constants up here that we defined back in the text. So now we're hoping that this beta equal 3 alpha is going to give us a solution for the energy. So let's see if it does. Well, beta is equal to 2me over h bar squared. So let's write 2me over h bar squared equal to 3 times alpha. But what we had up here was alpha squared. So now we're going to take the square root of this. It's going to be the square root of m kappa over h bar squared. So m kappa over h bar squared. And we want to solve this equation for E. Okay, so let's do that. E is equal to, okay, we're going to have a 3 halves here. Take the 2 over there. Now let's bring all this, let's see, can we bring some of this stuff inside the square root? Let's do that. Okay, when I bring the h bar squared over here, I'm going to get h bar to the 4th. And I bring the m in here, I'm going to get an m squared. And I still have the m times the kappa over h bar squared. This is then 3 halves, and let's collect the terms. I have an h bar squared there and h bar to the 4th power there. I'm going to get an h bar squared, and I'm going to get a kappa over the m there is going to cancel one of these, so I'm going to get an m. Okay, I can bring the h bar outside, so I have 3 halves h bar times the square root of kappa over m. But the square root of kappa over m is what the angular velocity of the oscillator is. So that is 3 halves h bar omega for the energy E, and that's what the problem wanted us to show, that for the n equal 1 state, the energy of the simple harmonic oscillator had to be 3 halves h bar omega. And we showed that by actually directly substituting into the Schrödinger equation.